Bachis Yerushalmi corresponding to Bachis Bavli Daf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Mod Aleph, the beginning of the new parak of the foot of the page, Misha Mesei. Misha Mesei Mutter Lefanov, Potter Mekrishma Uminatfilin. If one's mace means a close relative over whom one must mourn, is in front of him, means unburied, he is exempt from Kriyishma and Tfilin. Noisi Amita Bechilufeyim Bechilufey Chilufeyim Esh Lifnei Amita Beshal Acha Amita Those who carry the coffin, those who alternate with the carriers, and chilufei chilufeim, those that switch off with those in front of or in back of the coffin, if they needed to carry it, they're exempt from Shema, if not, they're obligated. Both of them are exempt from Tfila. After they buried the mace and returned, if they can complete Shema before reaching the Shura, which is the rows of people consoling the mourners, they should begin Shema. If not, they should not begin. Those standing on the inside of the Shura are exempt, those on the outside are obligated. Women and Kanani slaves and children are exempt from Shema and from Tfilin. They are obligated in Tfilah, in Mezuzah, and in Birchas HaMazon. V'arkei Mahayu Baliboy Veinu Mevarach Lefaneh V'Lo Le'achreya V'Al HaMazon Mevarach Le'achreya Veinu Mevarach Lefanav. A Baal Keri is one who had a similar mission, must think in his mind the brachos before and after Kriya Shema, but he does not say them. Ezra decreed that a Baal Keri has to immerse in order to be able to learn or daven. He blesses Birchas HaMazon after eating, but only thinks in his mind the blessing before eating. Rav Yudah Oimeh Mevarach Lefneim U'Le'achreyim. Yudah says he blesses before and after. Haya Omer v'Tfilah v'Nizkor Shu Balkeri lo yafsik el yikadze. If during Shmona Esrei one remembered these Balkeri, he should not cease praying, rather he should say an abridged version of the brachas. Yorad litvel in yochol ha'alois v'iskasus v'kois ad sh'leitani v'chama yale v'iskase v'yikra v'imlav yiskase v'may v'yikra. If one descended to immerse, if he can leave the water, get dressed and say Shema before sunrise, he should do so. If not, he should cover himself in the water and say Shema. He should not cover himself in smelly water or water in which flax was soaked until adding water. How much one must distance himself from it or from excrement? 4 amos. Zav shura keri v'nida shepalta shechazera v'meshemeshes shura sanida tzvichin tvila. If a zav saw keri, which is a similar mission, and then discharged semen, and a woman became nida after relations, he or she must immerse for the Divei Kedusha. Rav Yudah Poyter, Rav Yudah exempts him. Igmar says, Tani, Amin HaTfilin, Aval V'yoyim, V'yem HaRishon, Enu Noisen Tfilin, V'yem HaSheni, Hu Noisen Tfilin. And the Igmar says, Abaisa, they're exempt from Kriyishma and from Tfilin, and Avel, on the first day, does not put on Tfilin, on the second day, he puts on Tfilin. V'yem Bo, Ponu Hadoshu, V'cholzan, Kol Sheva, Divei Bleza. If new consolers came, he removes them all 7 days. So says Rav Elezer. Rav Shua Aimer, Barishoina, Rav Sheini, Enen Noisen Tfilin, Bayem Ashlishi, Yu Noisen Tfilin, Vimbo Panim Hadosh, Oif Enen Cholzon. Rav Shua says that on the first and second day he does not put on Tfilin, on the third day he puts on Tfilin, but if new people come, he does not remove them. In Bayem Ashaini, Enen Noisen Tfilin, Socha Meimer, Mishim Meisim, Mishim Meisim, the Gemara asks, if even on the second day he does not put on Tfilin, need one say that if a mace is in front of him, he does not put on tefillin? At the beginning, the Tanadar. The answer is due to this, needs Amish need to teach that if one's mace is in front of him, he's exempt from Krishma. It told also that he's exempt from tefillin. Zeru Yumya B'Shem Rav Halacha Kribeleza, Benathina Gurushur B'Chalitza. Zeru, quoting Rav Yumya, quoting Rav, said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer regarding putting on tefillin, he puts on the second, and like Yeshua, regarding moving, they did not remove due to new people. If they were asked, if one put on the second like Rav Elezer, do we make Rav Elezer on day 2 like Rav Yeshua on day 3 and not remove even if new people come? Rav Yosi Rabun answers that yes, if one put on the second like Rav Elezer, we make Rav Elezer like Rav Yeshua, and he does not remove them. In Kenya name a halacha Rav Elezer, Hashem, it should say. If not, Rav should have said that halacha follows Rav Elezer, on the second day, even if we were moving, and we would know that the halacha follows the Bishua totally from day 3 and onwards. Amar bun siv, the month of Gret Yom, siv chamer, sisayim, chamer, mechayecha, yom ha-shat oisik bahem b'chayim, v'lo yom shat oisik bahem b'mesim. The Bun says, it says, in order you remember the day that you came out of Mitzrayim, all the days of your life, and we learn from there, days in which you engage with the living, and not days in which you engage with the dead. Tani imaz lachmel al tzmai ein shayim loy. Christ says, if he wanted to be stringent on himself and the sight, we don't listen to him. Lama mipnei kvoido shameif, o mishum she'ein lai mishi yisa masoi. The Gemara asks, what's the reason? Is it due to the honor of the mace, or because there's no one who will carry his burden and engage in the burial? Man nothing in bein ahen. What's the difference between them? If there was one who will carry his burden, so therefore, if it's due to the honor of the mace, then it will still be forbidden. If it's because there's no one to take care of the mace, then well, there is here. The Gemara answers, Rabbeisa, he's exempt from taking the lulav, even though it's Yom Tov, and is not engaged in the burial, he's exempt. This shows that it's due to the honor of the mace. The Pater Bechol, the Gemara objects and says, no, it discusses during Chol HaMoed, where he engages in the burial. V'atani Pater Metzkiya Shefer, Itzlach Meimah Bechol Lavi Yom Tov. The Gemara gives a second answer from Abai, saying he's exempt from sounding the Shefer. Can you say this on a Yom Chol? Isn't the mitzvah only on Yom Tov? Amar Rechanin, Mekon Shuzokot, Rei Lavi Lai Aroin, Vefet Tachrichim. That Rabbi Chanin rejects and says that even on Yom Tov he's exempt because he needs to bring a coffin or shroud from elsewhere and he can engage in this on Yom Tov. Ki'ay detaninan taman machshichin al tachom tachom v'pakech al iskei akala v'al iskei ameis l'avi lo'y oren v'tachrichim chalilim v'koinim nois v'shu noise masai. It's like a Mishnah that teaches there on the Machshich on the Trum, which means go as far from the city as permitted on Shabbos or Yom Tov towards the end of the day, in order to oversee needs of a kala or mace, to bring a coffin, shroud, flutes, and women to arouse the wailing. Therefore, he is like one who carries his burden. And when do we invert the beds, means beginning of Avelis? Is it from when the mace leaves the opening of the Chatzah? The Avelis says yes. Rishua says no, it's from when the goyel of the coffin cover is sealed. When Gamliel Hazokain died, once the beer left the opening of the chotzer, Reb Lezer told his students invert the beds. When the goyel was sealed, Rishua said invert the beds. They told him, we already invented the bed according to our Chacham, which is the Beleza's command. Erev Shabbos, Zekev es mitosei, v'mertzi Shabbos u'kofen. On Erev Shabbos, he erects the bed so there's no avela from Shabbos, and on Mertzi Shabbos, he inverts them again. Tani, da'agesh nizkefes, v'in nechfis, v'yishimim ben elazo, ime, shemet, kal v'interin, shela v'dayi. The Baiti says that da'agesh, which we'll explain later, is erected and not inverted. V'yishimim ben elazo says he removes its strap, and this suffices. Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rishu ben Levi, halacha g'Rishu ben Elazar. Rabbi Yosef says, quoting Rishu ben Levi, the halacha follows Rishu ben Elazar. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha b'Shem Rabbi Yosef, mita shenik nekliter, oilim v'yodim ba shomtan v'dayim. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yosef, is a bed whose posts at the head and the foot on which which are placed beams on which sheets are spread to make a canopy, arise and descend, they're removable, he removes them, and this suffices. Evi mitzvah, evi dagish, what's a bed, what's a dagish? I'm a viomia, koshi mitzagan, al gufa, zuhi mitzvah. Honcha im mitzagan, al gufa, zo dagish. Viomia answers, anything that the ropes that support the mattress are woven onto the bed, means the side of the board itself, this is a bed. Anything that the ropes are not woven onto itself, rather they pass through holes in the sideboards, this is a dagish. Vatanin, ha mitzvah, ha alsa, mishriya shufam. Bo adag. We have a question from a Mishnah that a bed or also, it's another kind of bed, is the kawatuma for when it's rubbed with fish skin. In Masala Kual Gufa, Nathadava, who shafa. If he weaves the rope onto the bed itself, why must he rub it? The side bore the covers. Rav Lazar answered, it must be disgusting, and also of Kisorin, it has holes, which is protrusions, which need to be smoothed. Menayin lekriya samita, what's the source for inverting the bed? Rav Kisba b'shem Rav Yochanan, Yoshuva itoy la'oret ala oret, en ksivkan ela by Yoshuva itoy la'oret, toshu samach la'oret, vikan ha'yishayu yishinim al gavi amitois kafufois. Rav Kisba, quoting Rav Yochanan, gave the first answer to the question of what is the source of inverting the bed, and he said, quoting a pasuk in Iyov, that it's based pasuk in Gimel, and they sat down with him on the ground, but it does not actually say on the ground, rather, Yashuva Itila, or something next to the ground in an inverted bed, and this teaches that they slept on inverted beds. Pakaparama ikunin achas tova hayali besech beischa, legam tani, lekoififa as at kafe mitasra. A second answer from Bakapo is Hashem says, I had a good image of myself in your house, means man who was made in the same Elohim, and you forced me to invert it, means he died due to you, therefore also you should invert your bed. This Demaskin, Lishna, should say Yechpe, Hasyoso. Some derive Kasiya Samita, the overturning of the beds, from an expression of inverting the middleman, which is the mace, the corpse, came to the world via Bia, by relations on a bed. Rav Yonah, Rav Yosi, Tavehon, B'shem Rav Shimon Lokish, Chadama Rav Neima, Hu Yashem Amita, Kfuya, Shein Noya Balayla, V'nizka Shu Avel. Rav Yonah and Rav Yosi both cited Rav Lokish. One of them said, why does an Avel sleep on an inverted bed? It says that if he will wake up during the night, he will remember that he is an Avel. Chonam, Mitoch, Shu Yashem Amita, Kfuya, Hu Noya Balayla, V'nizka Shu Avel. The other opinion said, because he sleeps on an inverted bed, he will not be able to sleep or be awake during the night, and he will remember that he is an Avel. Aval Kozman, Shemesa Mutalafonov, Oichel, Edsel, Haveri, Vimain Lechaver, Oichel, Bereis Acher, Vimain Lebeis Acher, Oise Mechitze, Voichel, Vimain Yochel, Lasis Mechitze, Hezrefonov, Lekoisel, Voichel. And other, as long as his mace is in front of him, he eats by his friend. If he has no friend to eat with, then he should eat in another room. If he has no other room, he should make a partition between him and the corpse and eats. If he cannot make a partition, he turns his face away from the corpse to the wall and eats. He doesn't recline, he doesn't eat as much as needed, means to be satiated, and he does not drink as much as needed, and he does not eat meat or drink wine. We don't make a zimun with him. If he blessed, we don't answer amen after him. If others bless, he does not answer amen to them. And the tamer b'chol of Shabbos meisa va'ichel va'ichel basa v'shoisi yain va'ichel kol sochei v'shoisi kol sochei v'mzam nalav v'imbirch oinim achrav amen v'achirim shibirchu oin achrim amen. We say this is during the week, but on Shabbos he reclines and he eats meat and drinks wine, and he eats as much as needed and drinks as much as needed, and we make a zimun with him. If he blessed, we answer amen after him. If others blessed, he answers amen after them. Am v'shem gamliel ha'il shute v'talta. Since you permitted him all of these, you should obligate him in all Torah mitzvahs. If for temporary life, such as eating and drinking as usual, you permit him, all the more so eternal life. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, quoting Rav Shimon Levi, says the halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If the mace was given over to the rabbim, to the public, to engage with the mace to take care of him, then the avel may eat meat and drink wine. If he was given over to people who carry on the shoulder, it's if he was given over to the rabbim. Kad damich rabiasa kavel b'chia b'avava avelav v'eichlun basa v'ashkiyun chamel. When Rav Yosef died, b'chia b'avava was Mavre, the Avelim, he provided their first meal after the bale. He fed them meat and gave them wine to drink. Kadadamich, Ubchir ba'abba, Kabel of Shmuel ba'al, Rav Yitzchak, Avela ba'ichlun, Basa, Ve'eshkirin Chamal. Kadadamich of Shmuel ba'al Yitzchak, Kabel of Zera, Avela ba'ichlun, Tluchchin. When Ubchir ba'abba died, Ubchir ba'al Yitzchak was Mavre, the Avelim, he fed them meat and gave them wine to drink. When Ubchir ba'al Yitzchak died, Zera was Mavre, the Avelim, and he fed them lentils. Meimer kamaduhu minhaga. we infer that everything is according to the custom. Avera, midamich, paket, umalo, tkavrinolai, yoimadein, avela, or amachal, which is a mozachaya. Before Avera died, he said, do not accept Sudas Ava for me, rather fast on the day I die, and the next day accept Ava like the usual custom of Avera. Rav Yitzchak Rei de Rav, Hava B'Toiva, Mitzvei Oines, Alem Al-Gabei, Rubmana, Rav Yudin, Vahava Chamatav, Ishtun, Sagin, Gachron, Lemocha, Osen, Bayan, Meil, Gabei. Rav Yitzchak Rei de Rav was in Toiva. He became an Avel. Rubmana and Rav Yudin came to him. They had good wine and drank much and laughed. The next day they wanted to come to him. Havalei Rabbonon Hachin, Barnash Avid, Lechavrei, Lehavinon, Hasirin Esmol, Elamikum, Mirkud. Rav Yitzchak said, Rabbonon, does one do so to console his friend? Yesterday we were jovial. We lacked only to get up and dance.